Wel moest je voor nemen. Dalet Ador. Monday the 19th of February, Rabbi Moshe Bunim Kraus, Seder, trapping on Shabbos.
Morning, Rabbi Yisai.
The halachas of trapping on Shabbos, there's a dedicated siman in Shulchan Aruch, Erechaim, Simon Shin, Tes Zayin, 316, which deals with all the various halachas, what's awesome in our Torah, what's awesome in the Rabbanon, what's permitted, in which cases are you allowed to trap, which cases you're not allowed to trap. So the rules are that there's something called Seder, which is trapping, which is awesome in our Torah. That's the malacha of Seder. So this person traps a tzvi. He traps a bird, he traps some other item, animal, all animals or fish, any live creature. Because he wants to use it, that is an issa min ha-Torah. The Shulchan Aruch says in Simon Shin Tazayin Sif Aleph, Hatzad Sipoy Droy, if a person traps a sparrow, the migdol shunitzed boy to a small box where it can be caught inside it. He encourages it to go in. Vashar tziporim utzvi lebayis, or other birds, or a deer into a house, or a biva, or to an enclosure, shem nitzudim boy, that they are trapped inside it, chayev. He is chayev. That is the issa min ha-Torah of tzeda. That's the deraisa. If it doesn't get trapped in it, potter aval osu. Says the Mishnah Berurah, it means as follows. The animal or the bird is inside the enclosure, and it's enclosed and it can't get out. But it's called einoi nitzoid boy, it's not trapped, meaning it's not yet trapped. Because the enclosure is large, it's big, and even after you close the door, you still can't catch the deer. It runs around, it evades you, it runs from one corner to the other, until you manage to catch it, takes 10 minutes. Eventually you can catch it. So it is tzeda midrabanan, because you've done an activity, you've done an action which enables you to catch it eventually. But it's not as if you can straight away get hold of it. It's not straight away accessible, even though you've closed the door and you're inside the enclosure with the deer, you still have to take time, still takes your time till you actually catch it. Therefore, there's only tzeda midrabanan. That's one rule. There's another rule, the Mechaber says in Siv Gimel, kol shebeminoi nitzod chayev olav, ein beminoi nitzod potter avalosa. The Issat Seder is only on something where the Derech is to trap it. Something where the Derech is not to trap it, there's no Issat Seder. A goat, the trap goat. Because certainly deer, the Derech is to trap deer. Nechoshim, snakes, the Derech is to trap. Flies, for example, it's not the Derech to trap. Even if a person would actually go and trap a fly, go like this and catch a fly, who would not be over Issa min ha-Torah, because it's not the type of creature which people go trapping. Whereas if he would go and trap a butterfly, which people do go when they catch butterflies, would be over Issa min ha-Torah. If he catch the butterfly between his two hands, it would be over Issa min ha-Torah, because he's put it in a very small enclosure and he's taken something where the derech is to trap it, and he's over min ha-Torah. I saw Dirush Mishmurah brings a question about trapping mice, a mouse trap. You're not allowed to put out a mouse trap on Shabbos. That's awesome. The question is, would there be a question of a deiraisa min ha-Torah? Is a mouse something where the derech is to trap it? So in the olden days, it seems it was. That it says in the Shulchan Aruch, the Shmoyne Shiratzim, the eight Shiratzim, the derech is to trap them. And achba is one of the Shmoyne Shrotzim. So I saw they say, but nowadays people don't trap mice. Then Alan, we went to the same school. Do you remember you used to dissect mice there? In, yeah?
Rats.
It was rats. Even worse. Yeah. So I'm not sure whether they're called Ein B'Min and Itzit. I think it's something which you do. You can trap. So Dirisha wants to say, since most people don't trap them, it's not counted as something where the derech is to trap. I'm not convinced. It could be something where there are people who go and trap it. Nobody traps flies, but some people do go and trap mice, and for medical experiments, etc. So I'm not convinced it's not a question of b'mino nitzer. Okay. Right. Those are the rules. So again, there's a case which is classified as seidah min haTorah, where you take an item and a creature which the derech is to trap it, and you put it in a small enclosure, that is seidah min haTorah. If you trap a creature where the derech is not to trap it, it's also midrabbanan. If you take a creature where the derech is to trap it, but you put it in a large enclosure, where it takes time to trap it, it's also midrabbanan. Now what happens if you've got a fly flying around in your room and you want to close the window? Are you allowed to close the window in the room with a fly flying around? Yeah, there's certainly no issur min haTorah. Because a fly, we explained, is not the type of thing which people trap. And also besides that, even after you've closed the window, it's something which is unavailable. So it could be, Rav Shlomo Zalman mentions a svara, that's the chlal not called seder. It's so difficult to get to it, it's not trapped at all. But let's say it would be a small room, and you want to close the window. Or you'll have to close the window. So, there's two heterim. One heter is, the Mishmur brings, the Chai Odom says, if it's cold, and you want to close the window, then the whole thing here is only drabonon, for a number of reasons. And there's no problem, because you're doing it because of the cold, you're not machaven, you haven't got intention to trap the fly, it's muta. There's another svara, which is mentioned in the Ramah. He says, even if it's not cold, that here it's two drabonons. This case is a double-barreled drabonon. There's two reasons why this fly in this room would not be seder min haTorah. You've got both svaras here to make it that it's not min haTorah. A, it's a fly, which people don't trap. A. B, it's a type of trapping where even after you've closed the window, you still can't get to it. It's still hard to trap it. It's not as if it's under your shlita now. So there's a double reason why it's rabbonon. A, it's not the type of thing which people trap. And B, you've not done it in a way where after you close the window, you can get it easily. So therefore, there's a double rabbonon. And since loy nichalei, since you've got no interest in trapping it at all, it's known as a psik resha de loy nichalei. Psik resha de loy nichalei means where you're doing one action and there's a spin-off effect, you're doing agav orcha, by the way, you're doing a second malacha, a second activity. You're being oisek in malacha A, and agav orcha, by the way, comes out malacha B. That's known as a dover she'ena miskaven, something which I'm not intending to do. I'm doing this, I'm not doing that. And the same thing here as well. When I close the window, I'm not interested in trapping the fly. I am closing the window. Trapping the fly is a secondary activity, secondary effect, which comes as a result. And if I'm not interested in that secondary result, it's known, even if it's a psik resha, if it's definite that it's going to happen, it's known as a psik resha deloy nichalei, something which is a secondary result, which I'm not interested, says the remark that that's permitted in this case where it's a drabonon for a number of reasons, so you're allowed to close the window. Right. So that's the din which is mentioned in the remark. We'll give a few practical applications of these various colours that we've mentioned so far. Going away from Seder, going to other cases, using the Yisoidis, which are mentioned here, to use it in other cases. What happens if a person's got a plaster on his arm or something, and there's hairs under the plaster, and the plaster's causing him pain, and he wants to take it off. It's aggravating him, it's itchy, very itchy, and he wants to take it off. Is he allowed to take the plaster off? The problem will be that, I'm going away from Tzedah, I'm going to a new malacha, in this case, is the malacha of Toilish. And a malacha of Toilish means to take away hairs from a person's body. The Asa is the Issa, one of the malachas of being Toilish. Of taking away goizes, it's actually called in the Lamatas malachas, to Shia. So to take hairs off a person's body is a malacha of goizes. Now, this person wants to take the plaster off, and he knows that it's going to vadai, certainly, take away some of those hairs. Is he allowed to take the plaster off? L'chayra not. L'chayra not. He's doing a malacha. Oh, so there's a few svaras here to take into account. He is not interested in taking away those hairs. He's taking the plaster off, he doesn't want the plaster on. It so happens that it'll have to include a malacha of taking the hairs off. Now, he's not interested in that at all. It's what's known as a psik resha, that means it's certainly going to happen, the secondary result is certainly going to happen, but lo yinichale, he has no interest. Now, how do we paskin psik resha v'lo yinichale? Is a person allowed to do a malacha where it's going to definitely cause a ripple effect of a malacha, but he's not interested in that malacha? Are you allowed to do such a thing? So, this is a machloikas harishainim in Simon Shin Chaf in the Shulchan Aruch brings a machloikas about it. The Dasa Aruch, the Aruch holds psik resha l'nichle is permitted. You're allowed to do a malacha, even though it's certainly going to bring, you're allowed to do an action which, even though it's certainly going to cause a secondary result, which is a malacha min atayra, but since you're not interested in it at all, and you're not being oisek in that, it's mutter. And others hold it's asa. So according to the Aruch, it would definitely be mutter. The problem is, we don't paskin like the Aruch. We paskin like the Rosh. The Rosh holds you're not allowed to do something which behechrach is certainly going to cause a result, which is an issa deraisa. So is there an eitza? So going back to the case which I mentioned earlier of closing the window when it's cold and the fly is going to be trapped. So we saw that the Chai Adam, Meshburim is from Chai Adam, you're allowed to close the window if it's cold, even though the fly is going to be trapped. And the reason is that the Chai Adam holds that if the malacha which you're doing as a secondary malacha is a drabonon, it's more lenient. So to close the window and the fly is being trapped, says the Chai Adam is mutter. Why? He's even talking about a bird, which is not even a fly, something which you would generally trap. But it's a drabonon issa. By a drabonon, we say psikreisha is more lenient. So we always have to work out, what are we talking about? The secondary activity. In the case of the hairs, we're not talking about a malacha deraisa, because you're doing a kilkul. You're not doing any tikkun. It's no te'eles. Okay, it could be a woman's arm is different, but a man's arm, a place where there's no difference whether it's hair or it's not hair, you're doing a kilkul. You're not doing any tikkun. There's no tikkun by the fact that the hairs are off. So there's no malacha deraisa involved. There's no malacha deraisa involved because it's not a tikkun. So it's a drabonon. And the Chai Adam is telling us that psik resha d'lo yinichale, if you're not really interested in that happening at all, and it's a drabonon, you could be making it was a question of tzar. So it says if it's cold, you're allowed to close the window. So in that case, the person needs to take the hairs off, and he's not machaven to do it, just as going to happen, he can be making relying on this Chai Adam. Since the whole issa is only going to be a drabonon, there's no tikkun involved in taking the hairs off, and he's not interested in it happening, and it's tzah, he can be makel. Right. Now going to the other heter we mentioned, the heter of the Ramah. Ramah says that to close a box, so the case of the Ramah is as follows. A person wants to close a door of a room or a large box, and flies are going to be trapped. So he says, it's mutter. Now, I'll just give another application of the het of Dovah She'einu Mechaven. What happens, you want to take paper out of the paper dispenser, and in the process, it tears. Yeah? Have you done any issa? Is it chat you've done an issa b'shoyge? You've not done any issa at all. You just took out the paper, and as you took out, it ripped. Have you done an issa b'shoyge? Like if a person eats chaylev, chazer b'shoyge, he's done an avera. So if a person tears paper as he's taking out the paper dispenser, has he done a malacha b'shoyge, or has he not done a malacha? He's torn. He's done malachas korea. No, you don't want to tear it. The papers are separate. We're talking about separated paper. We'll come to it soon if the papers are joined. We're talking about separated papers.
When you pull it out at all, are you allowed?
Have you done a malacha? So, you've certainly done no malacha, because it's dover she'eino mechaven. It's not mechaven. If you do maisa aleph, maisa a, pula a, and it inadvertently causes a secondary effect to happen, that's not a malacha. That's dover she'eino mechaven. It's not as if you need to do tshuva on your kedin avera b'shegig. Because the tearing was dover she'eino mechaven. I wasn't mechaven. I wasn't intending to do it. If a person goes and tears a paper into two, that's something different. That's korea. But here, where he's only doing it as a secondary effect and he's not mechaven to it, there's no issa. Question will be, what will be if it's a psik resha, that the papers are joined, and he, by pulling it out, is separating the papers? Now, it depends. There it could be a question of issa deraisa. Because there, if it's psik resha, if you know that they are joined, and you're actually happy that they're separating, then it might be issa deraisa. Because you've got an interest in the separation. And you want to do the kriya. You want it to happen. So that's much worse. But if you don't know, that's dovish einu mechaven. Now what happens if you have, it's very negated this, you have a box of tissues or paper dispensers outside the bathroom, whatever, and you've taken one or two out and you see that they're joined together. Sometimes they in the factory they come not properly cut. So you know this box of tissues has got some tissues which are joined. Some are not joined. Are you allowed to take out a tissue on Shabbos? And it might cause it to tear. Yeah, it might cause, that means if they are joined, it's going to tear. What's that called? Is that Dover She'eino Mechaven? Is that called Dover She'eino Mechaven? I'm not Mechaven for it to tear. I'm not Mechaven, I don't know if it's going to tear. Or, perhaps not. Is it Mutter? Are you allowed to take out a paper tissue from a box? It might be joined, I don't know. I know there are some joined ones here. I don't know if this particular one is joined. I'm allowed to take it out. Is that Dovah She'eino Mechaven? I'm not really interested in. I'm happy that it tears, but I'm not doing an activity of tearing. I'm just taking out the thing from the box. If it's joined, it'll tear. Is that Dovah She'eino Mechaven? Huh? Chavos Shabbos, but it's nicher leid that it should tear.
If it was nicher was tear, then he wouldn't be careful, he would just rip it.
So there's a Taz here, and the Taz says, according to the Taz, it's permitted. Because you don't know. Eina Mechaven, you don't know if they're joined or not. According to the Taz, it's permitted. You don't know if it's joined. You're not Mechaven, you don't know. It's not as if it's Vadai it's going to tear. If it's Vadai going to tear, it's a different story. But you don't know Vadai, so therefore it says the Taz is permitted. However, the Mishnah Berurah is mesupik about this. Mishnah Berurah says there's a difference between the two cases we gave. One case is you take out paper from the paper dispenser, and it depends how hard you pull it. It depends on a number of circumstances of the future. Yeah, that means if I take out paper, it's not joined to anything else. It might tear as I take it out. That is Dovah She'eino Mechaven. Whereas if I take out a tissue from the tissue box, you can't call it Dovah She'eino Mechaven, because if they are joined, then it's definitely going to tear. It's not Dovah She'eino Mechaven. Dovah She'eino Mechaven is something about the future. If I don't know whether I'm going to cause something to happen, that's Dovah She'eino Mechaven. I don't know if something's going to happen now. But if it's already determined. If this tissue I'm taking, I'm pulling out a tissue hard. If it's joined, I'm definitely going to cause it to tear. That's much worse. When I take out a paper from the dispenser, it's not definitely it's going to tear. It depends how I take it out. It depends on a number of factors. It depends on how wet my hands are. Things might happen. It's only about the future. That's Dov Sheini Mechavan. The classic case of Dov Sheini Mechavan, the Gemara deals with, is a case where you pull a bench along the floor and you make a hole in the ground in the process. You make a groove in the ground. That's Dov Sheini Mechavan, which means that I'm interested in schlepping the chair, the bench, and it caused a secondary effect that it caused a groove in the ground. Now that is a thing of the future. I'm not Mechavan. If you're not Mechavan, it's Mutter. Whereas, where you're talking about something where it's already decided in advance, that's different. The Mishmur says, what's the case if you have a box, you're going to close the box, you're going to close the box, and you don't know if there are flies inside. You don't know. Now, if there are flies inside, you're going to trap them. If there are no flies inside, you're not going to trap them. Why are you mukhiv to check whether there are flies inside? The Tassa is not mukhiv to check. Not mukhiv to check. Because Dov Sheini Mechavan, you don't know. Says the Mishmur, no, that's not Dov Sheini Mechavan. Dov Sheini Mechavan is a thing of the future. You don't know whether you're going to cause something to happen now. If I pull the bench, I don't know whether I'm now going to cause something to happen. But in the case of the flies in the box, it's a question of the past. I just don't know whether the flies are there. So that's not a question of Dov Sheini Mechavan, because it's already predetermined. You just don't know. It's different than Dov Sheini Mechavan. Dov Sheini Mechavan is, there's nothing in the Bria, there's nothing there. There's no decision at all on this world whether it's going to happen. More than I just don't know. It's tackling something which is not clear what's going to be. Whereas the flies in the box, just, I personally don't know. It's not, says the Mishra, it doesn't mean you have to know. Dov Sheini Mechavan doesn't mean you have to know. It means it has to be decided already now. And the flies in the box, you might not know, but it's decided already. If the flies in the box, you can't close the box. So therefore, according to the Mishnah Berurah, who's Masupik, that it could be, that's not called Dov Sheini Mechavan, it would be also to take out tissues from a box if you know that there might be some joined ones in the box. Because even though it's a Dov Sheini Mechavan, no. If the tissues are joined, you take out with force, you're definitely going to make a tear. That's different to the case of Dov Sheini Mechavan. So therefore, in the case where there's joined tissues, you have to take out, either put the box away, or take them out very gently in a way that's not obsecratia, it's not a bad day it's going to happen. To be careful, you take out gently and it's not a bad day it's going to happen.
How's making a groove? Why do you not know? Could you not find out? You don't investigate the ground first?
Yeah, it's a good question. It's not clear exactly what makes something definite, but it seems that it depends. It's a good question. It's not a very clear point. This. It could be, it depends the way you schlep it, which angle, and when you hold it up, and then it's going to have more pressure in the ground. Yeah, in a chanama, if it's soft ground and you know it's definitely going to cause it, then you're not allowed to do it. In a chanama. But if the investigation in the ground, that's a bit of a problem. Why not investigate the ground? At this point, it's not 100% clear. But they have to say, according to this Mahalach of the Achreinim, it means that it's a type of ground where it's not yet known, bechlal, it'll depend on the way he's doing his action. That's what you have to say.
What about security lights and cameras?
Yeah, what, going in the street when the lights go on? Yeah, well, if you have no interest in it going on, then if it has any tells you that it goes on, does it help you that it goes on? No. So then it's then psikresha delay nichale, which means something which you've got no interest, and it's dovashenim iskavim. Psikresha delay nichale, which even though we pass in its osa, but when you have other tsirufim, you could be mekel, and other tsirufim, because Rabbi Yashiv says that you're not. It's different to the case of schlepping the bench, and it's bad they're going to cause a groove because you're not dealing with the light itself. So the poskim are makel that it's mutter.
Even if you know it's better to go around.
You're going to go on. Yeah. If it's no ta'elis to you, if it's of ta'elis to you, like you're leaving an apartment, then you know you go out of the house into the dark area. If it helps you, then you can't.
If you know you're going to go past a house and the light will definitely go on Shabbos.
It's definitely better to go the other side, but if you have no choice, you can still go past because it's a bit, because if it's not, but if it's to Ellis to you, if it helps you, then you haven't got that heter at all.
Is this the same for light in the fridge?
A light official.
If you forgot to turn your light off in the fridge.
Yeah, if you forgot to turn the light on the fridge. Okay, Mr. Bloom asked the light of the fridge. Yeah, so I wanted to speak about a chiddush which I saw. Right, you forgot to take the light out in the fridge. Yeah. And you want to open the fridge. Yeah. Right, you're not allowed to do that. Definitely not. Because it's a psik resha, it's definitely going to happen. Right, and it's nichale, and you want it. You do want, because the light is a teles. The light helps you. The light helps you. Light helps you.
It,
what?
If you normally turn it off, you just forgot.
But the mice, it helps you. That's nichale, because it gives you a teles. It could be if you close your eyes and close and open the fridge. I don't know. Then perhaps it's like nichale. You've got no teles from it. But even then, it's awesome. Yeah. Yeah. If you blindfold yourself and close open the fridge, might be an eitzer. But even then, I'm not so sure. It could be if you blindfold your eyes and open the fridge, then you might have a heter b'shas atchat, possibly. No, you've got no teles. You've got no teles. Could be, but certainly, in normal cases, you would not be able to open the fridge. Oh, what happens, lemaise, if you left the light on in the fridge? So there's two eitzes. One eitz is definite, and I can't say definite. Nothing's definite. Always find chokim. But halacha, you can get a goy to come in and open it.
Yeah,
you can do that because even though you're not allowed to tell a goy to do a malacha for you, but a psik resha, you're allowed to tell a goy to do. So I mean, if you tell a goy to do maisa aleph, from which the hot water tap is running. Yeah, you're not to switch off on Shabbat because it's activating the boiler, making the boiler go off. But if you tell the guy to switch off the water, you're not telling him to do anything about the boiler. It just happens with sick ratio. That's permitted. As long as you're not telling him to do the actual activity. So if you tell him to close the fridge, not tell him anything about the light, that's mutter. As long as you have no guy to call in. So I saw interesting psak in many years ago. I think it was B'Shem Reb Scheinberg. He says he can take a small child of 2 years of age. And he has no idea, and when he opens the fridge, the light's going to go on. No idea. So he will open the fridge, and he has got no idea that he's activating the light. So even though it's a psik resha, he says, psik resha, you're not allowed to tell a child to do a malacha. It's asli, you're not allowed to tell a child to do a malacha. It's asli, you're not allowed to tell a child to do a malacha, even if it's a small child of two. But he says that this is not a malacha, because somebody who doesn't know the light's going on, let's say somebody came from Mars, yeah, and tell him to open the fridge. He has no idea lights go on when you open the fridge. No idea. It says Rav Scheinberg, that's mutter.
He sees
what?
He sees this going on.
Okay, let's say a child who doesn't realize. A child who's got no idea, doesn't go on. It's a little baby, 1.5 years later, no idea the light goes on. He has no idea. He doesn't know how to activate the light. If somebody comes from Mars and doesn't know the light's going on, that's mutter. Why? Because he doesn't know that it's going on. Right? He doesn't know it's going on. But this is a very debatable point. This will depend on the machlokes we just said now. We brought the machlokes where you're allowed to close a box on which there are flies in, or we're allowed to open, when I take a box of tissues and take out tissue, whether, if I don't know something's going to happen, but it's already predetermined whether that's called Dabba Shem and Machavan or not. We brought the machlokes, if you close a box and there are flies inside, I don't know whether the flies in the box, the Taz holds is Dabba Shem and Machavan. And the Mishabura says, it's a Dov HaMachavan. Even though I don't know, it doesn't mean I have to know. It has to be already decided in the world. So according to the Taz, we'll be allowed to open the fridge. Even an adult, as long as he doesn't know the light's going on, it'll be permitted. Because he doesn't know the light's going on. Dov HaShem HaMachavan. Even though it's predetermined, but he doesn't know. But according to the Mishabura, that's going to be awesome. Because...
What about closing it then?
The same thing. Even though he doesn't know, it doesn't mean you have to know. So this psak of Rav Scheinberg is not so poshut. However, interesting is, because he says he can tell a small child who doesn't know about the fridge, that the light's going to go on, he says, mutter, I think it's Rav Scheinberg. But Lamaisa, I think that locha, one can rely on this kula, because the Mishabura himself, it's mashma, that he agrees to the Taz in Surim Drabonon. It's mashma, the Mishabura agrees that to close a box with flies inside, it's only it's a drabonon, he says he agrees to the Taz. Even though it's predetermined, if you don't know, it's mutter. Now, usually a fridge, the lights in the fridge is not a deraisa. Especially nowadays, it's a LED light. It's not a proper incandescent. It's got a proper flame. It's not a shalheves. And even though it's electricity, according to Chaznish, might be a deraisa. But certainly for a young child, definitely, he's totally misasik, means he's not, it's another heter, there's no derais involved anyhow, whatever happens. So by drabonos, Mishibura seems to be noita like the taz. So lechoira, if necessary, one could get a child to close the fridge, to open the fridge. A young child has no idea that life's going on, because the main thing is he doesn't know. If he doesn't know, it's going to be permitted. And another similar svara, you could say that a baby monitor, some people have baby monitors next to the baby, when the baby starts crying, they can hear in the other room. Now, you're not allowed to make a child do a malach on Shabbos. So you're allowed to put the baby monitor in the room of the baby, and you're making him do a malach, even if he doesn't know, you're not allowed to make your child do a malach. Is that permitted? Now, you can use the same svara here as well, that he does not know he's doing a malacha by, when he cries, he activates whatever, and then the lights go on in the other room, things happen. That might be a malacha. But he doesn't know it's happening at all. Now, it depends on the shayla of the Taz and the Mishnah Berurah. According to the Taz, that as long as you don't know you're doing a malacha, it's mutter. Even if it's predetermined, it's going to be mutter. According to the Mishnah Berurah, since it's predetermined, it's not called Dov Hashem Nemachavim. It's not that you have to know. As long as it's predetermined, the world is going to happen, it's also. But we mentioned that when it comes to Drabonons, Yisun Drabon, Mishabura seems to be Mekel. Seems to allow, like the Taz. And the baby is certainly not doing a Malacha Daraisa, not because he's a baby, but because he's Misasik, he has no idea he's doing such a thing. The whole Malacha is not a Malacha Daraisa, besides the fact that it could be electricity, according to some possibilities in Drabon. In any case, and it's probably not doing a flame, so probably Drabon in any case, but especially the child is Misasik, means he's got no idea he's doing a Malacha at all. So therefore, one Lachoyah can be made, and I heard Rafal also Paskins that they can have a baby monitor for a child. Obviously, the mother and the parent have to be careful when they go in not to speak to the baby, but if the child is doing the malacha, one can be made for. Same thing, baby. Sure. Be careful.